Hey everybody, welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them, but I like to talk about them. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to tell you about what's new in the world of gaming. What do we have? Star Wars LEGO 3 got delayed until next spring. It was supposed to have been out last month, so obviously you don't have it. It's going to be coming out with Clone Wars themed stuff and presumably tying with new Clone Wars themed sets, but who knows? I don't. Anyway, on to specific downloadable platform stuff. On the Wii, you can download Lilt Line, Family Games. What else we got? Oh, Virtual Console has Darius Twin, a classic Super NES shooter, and it really is a classic shooter. It's from Taito, and you have a spaceship, kind of like in Gradius, when you go left to right and you blow stuff up, but all the enemies are basically aquatic-themed robots. So if you like Zoids, or you like robot fish, this is a game I would recommend checking out. There's other games in the series on numerous platforms, including the PSP, the original Game Boy, the PlayStation, not in all regions, but the series is very good. It's D-A-R-I-U-S. Do check it out. I have one of the games on the Saturn, which I really need to hook up again soon, as soon as I get some better cables for it. They don't have an HD cable for Saturn, do they? Or a way to make a better output? I don't think they do. Anyway, I digress. On the Nintendo DSi this week, you can download Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue. That's Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue. Jam Space Pocket Studio. Not Space Jam Pocket Studio, but Jam Space Pocket Studio. And Just Sing Christmas Songs. On the Xbox 360, you can grab Path of Go, X-Men, the original Konami arcade game, or Quake Arena Arcade, which is a pretty nice batch of games this week. The PS3 has X-Men Arcade, Prototype, Prince of Persia, Warrior Within HD, Little Big Planet, Sackboy's Prehistoric Moves, which is a PlayStation Move game where you use your new Fancy Pants controller, and what else do we have? There was another one. Marvel Pinball, as well as a PS1 classic, Galaxy Fight. On the PSP, there's only one thing. It is the PSP Mini called I Must Run. There's also some good news for those of you who actually own a PlayStation Portable in Japan, or I guess the U.S. since it's region-free, but a Japanese version of Final Fantasy IV The After Years will be coming to PlayStation Portable. That was a Wii game. It was really good, but you had to download it episode by episode. So you downloaded part one, and then there's like six paid downloadable side quests, and then the end part, which is kind of annoying, because it ended up being something like $40 in the end, and I didn't end up finishing it. I liked it, I just never ended up going back to pay for the rest. So I'm waiting for the PSP version and crossing my fingers it'll come out, because I'd actually like to finish it off. I had fun with it. I'm told it's a terrible game, but I don't care. I had fun with it. And that's pretty much everything as far as game news goes. But you might be wondering, what's new at Entertainment Earth? A new series of Little Big Planet action figures from Mezco is coming out in June 2011. Just check our website to see three new versions of Sackboy in Little Big Planet Series 2. We also added a number of World of Warcraft mugs. New Pokemon. No, that's old Pokemon. But it's on our new area. A number of new Sonic the Hedgehog figures. Tron Legacy Prince, which isn't really video games, but it's kind of a little bit, you gotta admit. And more. Just check out our video game shop at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp for everything we have related to video games. Or don't. I'd prefer that you do. Anyway, that's all for this week. Possibly this year. I don't know if we'll be back next time, but follow me on Twitter for updates. Twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Check out our Facebook. Go to our homepage. Subscribe to our newsletter. And keep an eye open for an exciting special going up next week. I usually promote a lot of sales, but I can say this one will be big. So, stay tuned. Order now if you want something for the holiday, but if you want a gift for yourself, come back next week. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. See you next time, or next year, on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.